Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Gina Latuca from the SPCA serving Erie County is with us in studio this morning. It's been a little while. Great to have you back.
Yes, happy to be back.
Yep, and you've got a great news hound this morning for us.
One-year-old Templeton, who I actually plan on coming on saying, if you adopt this incredible dog who's great on a leash, great with other dogs, he'd be perfect for Paws in the Park tomorrow. Right now, he's wearing a cone, and Templeton just... It proves another reminder, it's all fun and games until someone ends up in a cone.
Right.
Right. But he hasn't, you know, some dogs are very sensitive, and cats, very sensitive to that cone.
Yes.
And the opaque, you know.
Yes.
I don't know why more of them aren't see-through, why they're so opaque, they can't see animals coming up from the side or behind them. You know what? Because he's so young, he's only a year old, his tail just keeps wagging. He walks into a wall. He's not even embarrassed about
it. Oh, nice.
Like,
doesn't know any better.
Doesn't know any better. Throws his toys up in the air. He's become a master at throwing his toys up in the air and catching them with his cone. So he may be becoming a little attached to the cone.
He runs into walls. He likes to throw things in the air and catch it. This is my two-year-old.
There you go. He would be a perfect addition to your house.
Yeah.
Wonderful dog. Great on the leash. He was a doggy entourage favorite until, I don't want to embarrass him, but until we had to revise his neuter incision. Let me say it that way.
Oh, okay.
Is this a snip, snap, snip,
that's
snap situation?
Do you know how hard it is
to reverse that? Maybe Brian does. I don't know.
This is...
This segment just took a turn.
So this, I didn't know that this was the thing that could go wrong.
Thus the cone, which is why I say it's all
okay.
Fun and games.
So
until someone's in a cone.
So there was there an oopsie?
No, he didn't really understand what had happened. And mm-hmm. So, you know, some animals are very, just like people, sensitive about the stitches.
Oh, okay.
And they're curious, and what exactly happened here. And
okay.
Sometimes, you get that little bit of pain before the painkillers really, when the painkillers first start wearing off, before that next application, all of a sudden it's hurting a little bit, and these animals want to stop the hurting, and they're very curious about
what's going on.
Sure.
About what's going on.
I thought
on.
You were saying he slipped one past the goalie even after.
No. No.
But all good.
He was very curious. I'm not sure.
No
how much
little
I can
Templetons
say, so I'm just
walking around anywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Well, so he's not really a good candidate for Paws in the Park, but
well,
right? Because
you know
of the
what?
Cone?
It depends. If people come in today, it depends on where his healing is at today. Maybe that cone can come off. Maybe the cone can stay on. Because, like I said, he doesn't seem to let that cone inhibit him in any way. There's always that concern, especially with these opaque cones, that with other animals around, will it increase the stress and anxiety of the animal wearing the cone? It's not increasing it when he's in a controlled atmosphere at the SPCA. But maybe he'll come in today. Maybe the healing will be far enough along that he won't have to wear the cone. Or maybe you have one of those clear, see-through cones at home that'll reduce that stress and anxiety.
Oh, sure.
Well, Paws in the Park, Susan just mentioned it. I don't think I'm jinxing anything by saying you couldn't have dialed up a better forecast. I mean, it's going to be perfect.
We have been waiting for this year with Wine and Wags and Paws in the Park. Perfect days.
Yeah, 10 out of 10.
That's right.
That's what Josh Nichols just told us.
That's right.
It's so good. I signed up last night to do it.
That is, you told me that off the air right before we went on, and we are so excited to have you there. We also have an old friend coming to the event. Rob Lucas says he's going to be at the event, too.
Oh, nice.
So we're hoping for a wonderful time. So glad you signed up.
How many are coming?
Right now, we have, the last I checked, we had more than 500 people coming.
That's great.
We do take walk-ups. We do take walk-up registrants. So if you're seeing what a beautiful day it is, you haven't registered, there is still time to register online. But if you find yourself tomorrow morning saying, you know, this seems like fun, I don't have a dog, but I just want to go have a great time at this event, you don't have to have a dog to come and help the dogs and cats and all the other animals at the SPCA. Right. Come on out. We take walk-up registrants. It's a wonderful, fun day.
Yeah, my sister-in-law talked me into it, which wasn't really hard.
See,
but there's a lot of vendors. Right?
There are all, and they're not just pet related vendors, but there are pet related vendors. So some of you may say, you know, I have an animal, I have some training questions, I don't want to call up. Sometimes it's easier just coming to an event like this and talking to somebody one on one, especially if you have your animal with you, because you can only do so much on the phone. You can only evaluate so much on the phone. But when a trainer is seeing an animal behaving a certain way, it's a lot easier for that person. And they're even very careful about making some diagnoses over the phone, just like a doctor. You don't want to do that. You need to see the person and the pet.
Yes.
Well, great weather, perfect for anyone who wants it. If you're on the fence, the weather will tip you over. Pause in the park tomorrow. And Templeton, cone or no cone, at the SPCA waiting for that special someone.
He might be making an appearance, making a cameo there. Yeah. And if you can't come, please feel free to donate to one of the walkers. Maybe Susan, maybe me. I mean, there are maybe Bethany.
Right, anybody.
There are a walker. You can go on and contribute toward one of the walkers there and donate. Yeah. You can still help out the animals, even if you can't make it tomorrow.
All right. You can see my dog, Ben. He's the white collie, and he'll be with his sisters, who are also white collies. You're going to see like three triplets tomorrow.
Oh,
you know what? That's worth the price of admission right there.
I know.
Right there. Just seeing Ben, because Ben is one, and I'm not just saying that because you're his mom. He is a good-looking dog. So I'm anxious to see what the littermates look like.
Well, perfect stuff.
You'll be amazed.
That's great.
Yeah.
All the info at WBEN and at your SPCA. Check it out. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know the Browns outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.